This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. The phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
It's 603-283-6160. We're kind of doing an overview of what's happening around the world in different places with different restrictions on various different people, especially the unvaccinated, and in not only Central and Eastern Europe, but also some of the more Western nations like Germany. There was the potential that they were going to do a serious lockdown there, but apparently that did get blocked today by some of the incoming governments, so that's been put on hold for the moment. But in other countries, they are targeting unvaccinated people. Austria, of course, having a lockdown across the board for those who are unvaccinated. In Australia, there's some towns that are on what's called a hard lockdown. In the United States, we've got vaccine passports coming out in various different places. And presumably a lot of this is going to get worse as the weather continues to get colder. And as you pointed out, Nikki, the tests that people have been using for the last roughly 2 years at this point can't even discern between COVID-19 and the flu, which may explain why the numbers for the flu basically disappeared in 2020.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Almost completely gone, right?
And it was like, oh, the big mystery has been solved. Like, in healthcare, at least, we were like, oh, that's what it is. Like, they were just testing as COVID instead of the flu. Like, it all makes sense now. Like, that's why we didn't have any flu patients. And that's why some of the COVID patients were producing flu-like symptoms. And so, like, we were seeing this, like, wide range of, like, different COVID symptoms. And we're like, this doesn't make any sense. So it kind of, like, answered all of our questions. But then for some reason, it felt like everybody forgot about that. And then
they
it was
just on using the same test.
Which yeah.
Now they can't start. They can't use after the end of the year based on, was that the FDA that made that decision?
Yes, I believe so. But yeah. I don't know. I heard about that a few months ago.
That was back in the summertime when I heard
about
that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're still. I mean, it was weird because it didn't make sense to me because I'm thinking, okay, if we've just established that the tests don't work, then why are we still using them, especially for this long? I mean, yeah. They were going to use them for like another like 4 to 6 months. So it doesn't make any sense.
Greece is targeting the unvaccinated, according to APnews.com. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis announced a battery of new restrictions late Thursday for the unvaccinated, keeping them out of venues like bars, restaurants, cinemas, theaters, museums, and gyms, even if they have tested negative. Quote, it's an immediate act of protection and, of course, an indirect urge to be vaccinated. They want people to want to be vaccinated. They want people to want to go out to the movies, to want to go out to eat. And that's their plan
across the planet. Trying to coerce somebody? Who's ever heard of calling that an indirect urge? Yeah. An external urge.
Interesting way to put it.
Yeah. And it just makes it so obvious that if they're not taking a negative test, then it just makes it so obvious that they're using this as measures to coerce people into getting vaccinated. It's
right.
not about COVID.
No.
It's not about keeping people healthy. It's about making people do whatever the government wants them to do.
Yeah, making them take this experimental vaccine and making the profits of the mega corporations that are manufacturing it go up and up.
We don't care if you can prove that you don't have COVID. We want
right.
you to prove that you have experimental gene therapy in your blood.
Right, and then you don't even have to take a test. So you can have COVID as long as you have the vaccine.
Yep.
Yeah.
The restrictions enrage Claire Daly, an Irish EU legislator who is a member of European Parliament's Civil Liberties and Justice Committee. She argues nations are trampling individual rights. She says in a whole number of cases, member states are excluding people from their ability to go to work. She said calling Austria's restrictions on the unvaccinated that preceded its decision to impose a full lockdown a frightening scenario. In Ireland, where 75.9% of the population are fully vaccinated, she feels a backlash against holdouts. She says there's almost a sort of hate speech being whipped up against the unvaccinated. And we've seen that here in the United States, where politicians and people in the media have been using terms like, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, meaning that these people are the problem. These people are the disease. These people are inhuman. They're the ones who are doing this to us. And these are the sorts of things that, you know, that in historically have preceded like roundups and exterminations. Now, if that seems like it's, oh, you're crazy, you know, for suggesting that, just keep in mind that in Australia, just a couple of days ago, we were reporting they're literally rounding up people who are testing positive for COVID and those who they've come into contact with and putting them into forced quarantine camps. Using the military, the Australian Defence Force, military trucks coming around and rounding people up.
And that's not if you have COVID. That's if you walk past somebody who was also, you know,
anyone
who had
contacted
COVID.
Contacted someone with COVID in these towns. And that's in the Northern Territory. So the story here does touch on the protests, which you're going to get into here next, Nikki. The 10,000 people gathered in Prague this week to protest the Czech government restrictions imposed on the unvaccinated. They chanted, freedom, freedom. And you know, that's all they give you here in this story, but your story gets into it a little bit more. And a professor of the London School of Economics, Professor Paul de Grau, said, no single individual freedom is absolute. The freedom not to be vaccinated needs to be limited to guarantee the freedom of others to enjoy good health.
You can't guarantee that. That's impossible. It's impossible to guarantee free health or good health to anyone.
That's a great point, yeah. I mean, as we've said here, that there's even been mainstream stories that have admitted that people with the vaccine still get COVID. They still transmit COVID. So you're right, Bonnie. This is all just a smokescreen.
I mean, you can live a very healthy life and do everything right and just end up with something that comes on in when you're older because of genetics. You just aren't guaranteed good health.
You never know. And you certainly, being obedient to the government is not going to guarantee you any better health.
Like, especially when, we've said, they're not actually doing things that help people be healthy.
Sure. I mean, how many people have we seen smoking a cigarette with a mask hanging below their chin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many
exactly
extremely obese Americans are walking around wearing masks and feeling, you know, morally superior to people without masks on? That principle is now turning friends away from each other and splitting families across European nations. Bridget Schoenmakers, a general practitioner at Leuven University, sees it on almost a daily basis. She says, it's turned into a battle between people, she said. She sees political conflicts whipped up by people willfully spreading conspiracy theories, but also intensely human stories. One of her patients has been locked out of the home of her parents because she dreads being vaccinated.
Wow.
And there are a lot of people who've had this happen to them. In our area, we had a guy on the show last year, Andy, who was from Massachusetts, and his parents did not want him coming to like Thanksgiving or Christmas. So he ended up just leaving the area entirely because his own family had basically shut him out.
That's so sad.
One of my friends, she was going to a cookout at her boyfriend's family's house, and they made them show proof of vaccination to even go to, like, the family party.
When was this? Last year?
This was, like, probably, like, 6 months ago. It was, like, over this summer. But, I mean, they were already vaccinated. Like, that wasn't the issue. They were just, like, I feel uncomfortable showing
having
you.
Having to show papers.
Yeah, it's weird. It's, like, a weird feeling. It's, like, dude, we're family. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You're not even going to take their word for it? It's just so strange.
My sister also got not allowed to go to her boyfriend's cousin's baby shower because they weren't vaccinated. Oh, well, no. My sister wasn't.
I didn't get invited to my cousin's daughter's first birthday party. Because
same reason?
I'm assuming so. My name was left off. It was like my mom and my sister, and she just didn't put my name, so I'm assuming.
And your mom and your sister are vaccinated?
No.
No.
But I think I'm just louder about
it.
So, but I think I wasn't, you know, left off of the invitation on accident.
Well, I think this is it's a unique opportunity for people. As much as it hurts to have people that you care about turn you out like this, it does show people's true colors.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what our friendship meant to you? like some government goon tells you A, B, and C, and now I'm no longer, you know, close to you. You're not even going to be talking to me. You won't see me in person. You won't give me a hug. Okay, well, I'll go spend time with people who actually are willing to do those things. And so it's giving people an opportunity, a unique opportunity, to find the people that actually treat them with respect. And that's true on both sides. So I support this, actually. There's more coming up on the protests in the streets of Europe.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it is now available on a centralized exchange as well as a decentralized exchange. Their centralized exchange is xmarkets.com, and there's no Know Your Customer process over at xmarkets, exmarkets.com. You can sign up with an email address.
What's the decentralized exchange? Uniswap?
That's Uniswap.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
With Uniswap, they don't even need to know an email address.
Wow.
So you just go on over to exmarkets.com, and you can keep your privacy intact there. Trade dozens of different cryptocurrencies for Tether. Then use the Tether that you have to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on either exmarkets.com or Uniswap. If you want the Uniswap link, head over to intercoin.org. It's right there on the front page of the site. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We're just talking about Europe and what's going on over there with various different nations having some pretty serious crackdowns on peaceful people living unvaccinated lives. And some people are taking it to the streets. Nikki, you've got a story about it.
Yep, so this article is actually from the New York Post. Violent protests have broken out against COVID-19 vaccine mandates and lockdowns across Europe amid tough new rules to curb winter waves of the virus. Demonstrators,
which didn't work last time they tried to curb the virus, but
exactly.
Let's get tougher and see if that makes a difference.
Demonstrators are angry about the new measures gathered in Austria, Croatia, Italy, Northern Ireland, and the French territory of Guadeloupe and the Netherlands to protest the moves. In the Netherlands, a second night of riots broke out Saturday over a partial lockdown one day after police opened fire on people protesting the new rules in Rotterdam.
Hmm.
Protesters hurried fireworks at the police and set fire to bicycles in The Hague as cops used horses, dogs, and batons to chase crowds away.
Wow. I saw a video of the cops with the dogs, and they were trying to get a dog to, like, bite or do something to a dude that was on the pavement and being wrestled by the police. The police clearly had this guy, I shouldn't say wrestled, being held down by the police, and it was like, they had control of this man on the pavement, and they wanted to sick the dog on him, but the dog wouldn't do it. Like,
nice.
Like the dog knew that this guy was being wrongfully attacked,
wow.
And like they're literally dragging this dog. They're abusing the dog, trying to like force it to attack this guy, and the dog wanted nothing to do with it. It was amazing.
Wow.
But I mean, sad at the same time.
Yeah, it is sad, but it's interesting that the dog was not attacking the person.
Yeah.
So the police said a rock was hurled through the window of an ambulance carrying a patient. At least five officers were injured, with one taken by ambulance with a knee injury during...
I feel like they just do, you know, the opposition goes into these crowds whenever there's a protest about these things. Oh, I'm going to throw a rock into an ambulance. Like, because what person who is protesting the use of violence against them by the government is going to do something violent to somebody just being taken away in an ambulance?
That's a good point, Bonnie, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's always important to remind people that whenever there's a protest with a large number of people, there's a good chance that there are what are called agent provocateurs in that crowd, and they are cops. And they will do things like what you're talking about. And there was, it's happened here in the United States plenty of times. Sometimes they get caught for what they're doing. Sometimes they get identified later on. Or you can see that they're wearing, like, army boots or whatever, the same boots that the cops are wearing, even though the rest of their clothing is, like, normal civilian clothes. Like, there's little cues that might clue you in to who these people are, but they're the ones who are interested in taking a peaceful crowd and turning it violent. So then they can say, oh, well, someone threw a rock. That's the reason why we had to crack down. See, we weren't going to do anything until the crowd got violent. If the crowd hadn't gotten violent, then we wouldn't have had to come in with our fire hoses and our dogs and our, you know, batons.
Yeah, I saw the headline of this article pop up on my phone. My iPhone just only gives me propaganda pieces. Mm-hmm. It always just pops up, and I don't know how to turn it off. And I immediately thought they just wrote violent because you know, some provocateur, like you're saying, right. went in there, made it get violent, and now that's what they're going to use as the headline.
Right. So even though 99% or 99.9 or whatever percent of the crowd is completely peaceful, you know, the few that actually commit a violent act, many of whom probably work for the police, well, now the crowd is violent because somebody got, you know, threw a rock through a window.
Well, and we even saw it here in the U.S. with the Black Lives Matter protests. Some, like, that type of, like, when people know there's going to be a big protest, that kind of attracts the type of people who don't really care about the cause.
Yes.
They're just, like, ready to start a
they
ruckus,
want to destroy
you know?
Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. So.
Yeah. And I'm not saying they're all agents provocateur. There could just be the riotous types that they see an excuse to burn a strip mall or something like that.
Yeah, I got in a fight with my mom during 2020 because she reposted this thing on Facebook that was like, black man and BLM riot breaks into a dog shop and kills puppies. And I was like, you don't even wonder, like, if maybe that's, you know, an agent provocateur at all. You just repost that, like, see, this is what these black people are doing. She didn't say that. I'm just saying, not that my mom is, like, racist. It's just that she was obviously being, you know, part of this. She's like a pawn in this situation. I was like, why would you just repost something like that? You don't know any of the situations. And she was just like, Bonnie, I'm not racist. I just don't like the people are going around making riots. So I was like, well, I don't know. You're obviously being used. And she's like, she deleted me off Facebook so we wouldn't fight.
Wow.
Well, it was so we wouldn't fight, she said.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that wasn't black people that did that. That was a man who did that, right? Just one guy.
Yeah, possibly. Exactly. I mean, that's what the government said. I mean, not the government. That's what the media said happened.
Yeah.
Who knows?
One psychopath.
So the article continues, in Italy, 3,000 protesters showed up to Circus Maximus, an ancient chariot racing ground in Rome, to protest against green pass certificates. It's a vaccine certificate required at local workplaces, restaurants, cinemas, theaters, sports venues, and gym. People like us never give up. Read one banner in red, white and green colors of the Italian flag. Oh, so that was what it said on one of the protesters' banners. Tens of thousands of people, including far-right groups, also joined protests. I love how they had to point that out.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're terrorists or whatever.
Right.
Extremists.
There was like a handful of, you know, skinheads there. Now it's all a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah.
And they could literally all be government, too.
They could.
Like Chris Campbell.
Exactly. So in... And that's about in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, after the government announced a new national lockdown and plans to make the vaccine a requirement in February of 2022.
So thousands of people came out after that was announced?
Yep.
Nice.
Protesters chanted resistance and blew whistles in the massive, I don't know, it's one of the squares in Austria, ahead of the lockdown, which will start Monday and last 10 days, but could go up to 20. And we've seen this before. With 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Right, right. Yeah, it's okay. We're going to let you out after 10 days. Maybe we won't. Well, that's interesting because I thought that maybe they went out right after it went into place, but apparently it's just now going into place in Austria. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail for Daryl Brooks, a convicted felon who has a long history of criminal charges who allegedly rammed his red Ford Escape into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is set at $5 million. Waukesha County Court Commissioner Kevin Costello, after reviewing the footage of the horrific accident, says Brooks, who is black, intentionally struck and hurt as many white people as possible, a view backed up by at least one witness. A jury has found the three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial. Attorneys for the three men claim they acted in self-defense after attempting to place Aubrey under citizen's arrest. Travis McMichael was found guilty of all the charges against him, while Greg McMichael and William Bryan were found guilty on most charges they faced. This is USA Radio News. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be live-streamed this year. The annual parade, famous for parading giant character balloons through the streets of Manhattan, will air on NBC tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. For the first time ever, viewers will be able to watch the parade on NBC's Peacock streaming service. A federal court ruling is sending shockwaves through the pharmacy industry.
A federal jury in Ohio is finding Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged towns and cities all across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. A trial judge will now decide how much the pharmacy must pay in damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, set to air tomorrow on NBC. The parade begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the protests that are continuing in various parts of Western and Eastern Europe. And if you want to weigh in here, because nothing like this is happening in the United States. I mean, there's people here that don't appreciate the lockdowns, and there have been some anti-lockdown events, but nothing with thousands and thousands of people like we're seeing some of the images and videos out of Europe. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And, of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Bonnie, you want to talk about a guy found not guilty of shooting at a, I guess, sort of in defense of himself.
At cops that came to his house.
Yeah, as the police were raiding his home. Actually, surprisingly found not guilty of those charges, but found guilty of something else. We'll tell you about that story on the way here. Again, the number 603-283-6160. Let's go to Kadu. He's calling in from Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie.
We got some very attractive people in the studio tonight, especially you, Ian. Very
oh, thanks.
Sexy.
Thank you, Kadu.
But, yeah, Bonnie, I was going to say to you, you should talk to your mom about the idea that debating isn't necessarily fighting.
That's exactly.
Debating can be a good thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That's exactly what I was saying to her whenever this whole thing happened. She was like, Bonnie, I don't want to make you mad. I was like, I'm not mad. Like, I'm seriously not mad. I'm trying to explain this to you. Like, she's always acting like she's, she knows that the government's bad. The government's bad. The big corporations are bad and big media is bad. But if something comes around that kind of seems to, like, tug on her heartstrings the wrong way or whatever, she can so easily be influenced. I wasn't mad at her. I wasn't calling her racist. She didn't literally say, black people are like this or anything like that. She just shared a thing and said, this is so, so sad. And I was explaining to her how she was being used, and she just completely shut me out. You know, like, she didn't want to talk about it. She thought I was calling her racist, but she forgave me, and she wanted to delete me off Facebook so we wouldn't fight. And I'm sorry, I'm just annoyed about it because it's just so silly.
Well, it's easy to, like, take stuff like that personal for some people. Like, some people just, they feel like you're personally attacking them just because you have a difference in opinion. And
yeah,
it's like, no, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you.
Well, you're not wrong, Kadu. Technically, a debate isn't a fight in that it shouldn't involve hurt feelings or whatever. You're not physically attacking somebody. But if you're debating something you truly hold as a belief, it can hurt when you, if you're realizing, maybe you're not coming to the exact conclusion that you're wrong, but you're realizing you're getting beaten. Like, you realize that, and what I wanted to say is I've had these conversations with my own mother, and I don't have them. I try to avoid them because I know she doesn't like it. And I know I'm never going to convince her of anything. You know, she's going to go on with her life, and that's going to be the end. Whenever she comes to the end of her life, she's never going to have changed her mind about these things. So it's just not worth my time to try to do anything. But eventually, the more time I spend around her, the less I can avoid the topic, right? So, like, if I meet up with my parents and we're having a conversation, it's easy to have a conversation about them, right? Because that's how you avoid having a conversation about what you believe. You just ask them about them and what's going on with them. But if we're there for like an hour or more or something like that, eventually they might say, so what have you been up to, right? And then, you know, almost everything I do is activism related, so some sort of issue is going to come up. And my mom, I wish I could remember the exact wording that she had. We had some conversation about the war on drugs at one point, and she got upset. She was frustrated with the conversation because she feels like I back her into a corner. And I don't know if those were the exact words, but that was the impression I got from what she said to me. It's like, well, okay, that's what somebody would say if they feel like they have no legitimate response to the things that you've said. That's somebody who's feeling like they've been beaten by the conversation. So even though it's just a debate or a discussion, it can feel like you're losing that discussion.
And the other thing is, I know the background reason behind my mom getting emotional about it is because she's from Alabama, and she hasn't lived there for a long time, but she does now. And she's always talking about how unfair it is that everybody sees people from the South as racist. It's really unfair. The more I live up in the North, I realize there are just as many racist people in the North. Like, a crazy amount of, if you would have grown up in the South, you'd think that nobody in the North is racist because of the way that people treat you. So I can see that, you know, it's a sensitive spot for her because she's not racist. She didn't want her daughter calling her racist, and that's not what it was doing, but
could do anything else.
Yeah,
you want to share?
For someone like me who likes talking about ideas, it's been hard for me to understand at some points that some people just don't like to go there, and they're not able to abstract it and realize that, you know, we can disagree in ways and still have a respect for each other, Yeah, I think even at this Thanksgiving, I'm probably mostly just going to lay back and kind of chill. I might try to drop like one bomb in there, but or like a couple truth bombs in there. But yeah, it seems like some people aren't able to understand. Like, even if they disagree with me, I almost would like them to have like more thoughts and more more perspectives that they want to share.
Of course,
some people are just at like they have a lack of them.
They just regurgitate what they heard from somewhere else.
They don't really have the argument. And I think I've been at fault at sometimes in the past for judging them on that and getting kind of like offended myself. And it's like, come on, I'm giving you so much here, like, I'm being nice enough to not need you to totally agree with me. I want you to understand, but it's they have a problem with even generating the ideation.
Yeah, I think you would describe that person as an NPC, basically, a non-player character, I believe is what that stands for. And Kadu, thank you for the call tonight. And I know that's the most frustrating part about what he's saying, being in that position of wanting somebody that you care about, you know, somebody that you might have spent a lifetime being around as a family member or something like that, you know, whether it's your uncle or cousin or whoever it is we're talking about, you like that person because they were kind to you as a kid or whatever. You know, you played with them as they, you know, when you were growing up as cousins or whatever the circumstance was, and now it's turned out that this person that you thought you got along with has no original thoughts of their own. They are just regurgitating what they're hearing on CNN or Fox or whatever, you know, side that they subscribe to.
And just like Instagram. Like, some people get their political opinions from memes. Like, literally just like...
yeah. Facebook, Instagram, I see that a lot, too.
Yeah, Facebook, too.
So, and so you're frustrated, right, with that person because you want more for them. You want them to be, you know, at least be able to have a conversation on your level or whatever, and they can't. Or they're not interested in doing that. It just doesn't... They don't have that same level of interest. And
the other thing with Kadu, it sounds like he's not an emotional thinker. So, mm-hmm. Like, arguing with someone like my mom is like you're just hurting her feelings
right.
when you're telling her the truth.
Same thing with my mother. And that's why it's like it's just not worth it. And that's the thing. You're not going to be able to convince everybody. That's just the way it's going to be. Like, libertarianism, freedom, liberty, this is not, as much as we want it to be, it's not an idea for everyone.
Yeah.
Not everyone wants this. There are people out there who feel comfortable. Now, whether it's because they're born that way or they're programmed so deeply by the systems that we have, the government schools, the churches, whatever, you know, organizational systems that are out there, to believe the way they believe, whatever the reasons are, that's the way they ended up. And for most of them, that's the way they're going to stay. And the way they are is they want to be told what to do. They want to have a strong man tell them how to live, whether it be Joe Biden or Donald Trump. They want their strong man to be in charge and tell everybody how to live. And they take their opinions from somebody else. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is for, I would say, probably the majority of the population. I wish it were different. It's not going to be in our lifetime. And that's why it's so important for us to separate from those people and get freedom-loving people together in one geographic area where we actually have enough people to have an influence to where we can have a free society and have the people that don't want a free society get the F out of here and move to Massachusetts or New York or Texas. This is Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Ken Doyle, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum supporter of the new AMPS program. That's AMPS.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to help support what we do here on Free Talk Live and get the ideas of liberty onto more radio stations. Because while I don't believe everybody can be brought on board with the ideas of freedom, I still think folks should hear them. And, you know, be exposed to them so they can make up their own mind about whether or not they want to, you know, believe in freedom and liberty and individual, you know, choice. So I still think it's important to get the word out about it. And if you agree with that and you want to do it, now Ken did platinum level, which is like at least $25 a month. So thank you, Ken, for that. We only ask for $5 a month. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, and sign up there to help us continue to propagate this message, because it still is important. And we do need to propagate the message of not only independence, but also people choosing to be around like-minded souls. Like I said earlier, if you're a conservative and you want to be around conservatives, get down to Florida and Texas or one of the other red states. If you are a liberal, get out to California. Get out to Washington State. And, you know, be in these places where there's more people that are like you. If you're libertarian, if you're a voluntarist or a liberty-loving anarchist, there's no other place to be except for New Hampshire. I mean, you've got to get to where the largest community is of like-minded people if you ever want to have a chance at experiencing something close to a society that is valuable to you. So.
And that's actually a great point about the importance of getting the word of freedom out there, because I was like an hour away from Keene,
mm-hmm.
and I had no clue that this was going on up here. I had no clue about the Free State Project.
Right.
I kind of felt like I was alone in the world in Massachusetts, like the only one that had these beliefs of freedom. And then somehow I came up here one day, and I was like, whoa, 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 wait. This is all happening, like, an hour away from my house, and I had no clue about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's important to get the message out there and on as many platforms as possible so people can can learn and know that they're not alone.
You know, Jeremy Kaufman, who's one of the board of directors over at the Free State Project, made a really interesting point recently, and that is that if we can just encourage, like, a good chunk of the Liberty people in the surrounding states to move to New Hampshire, that alone would be enough to really push the movement over the edge. Like, it's great to have people coming from California and from, you know, Florida or wherever else they come from. But, I mean, there's plenty of freedom lovers in New York and Massachusetts. And, you know, these people feel stuck and they feel like they're in a terrible place. And they are. And all they have to do is move, like, an hour or two.
And the biggest complaint about the Free State Project is always, oh, well, I can't just uproot my life, but you can uproot living in Massachusetts to living in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's not
like,
as far.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, the move was not very hard, and that's why I kind of feel like whenever I'm telling people to move to New Hampshire, like, they want to, but they're like, oh, my family, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, well, I did it. I got my family to move. And then I'm like, well, it was only an hour, so yeah. I don't know how much leverage I have with that, but
I just could never relate because I'm a military kid. I'm just like, what's wrong with moving?
You moved all the time.
Yeah.
So let's get back to Europe. You've got a story from the New York Post,
yep.
Nikki, sharing some of the details on the thousands of people that had come out in places like Austria to protest, in their case, the most restrictive lockdown on the planet for all unvaccinated people starting apparently Monday. I presume that was the one that just passed.
Yes. So. This article is from the 21st of November, I believe.
Okay, got it.
So there's a little bit left of this article, and it's just going into how big these protests actually are and how many different places. I just lost my spot, so I apologize. Okay, so it says protests are happening with thousands of people in Croatia. They're protesting mandatory vaccinations for public sector workers. In Switzerland, 2,000 people gathered to oppose an upcoming referendum on whether to approve the government's COVID-19 restrictions, claiming it was discriminatory, public broadcaster SRF reported. Violent protests also broke out on the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, one of France's overseas territories. So it's not just happening in, you know, continental Europe, but also in territories overseas.
Yeah, I had heard about some of the island protests as well, and that hadn't been making much news, but it did recently, which is interesting.
And then it just kind of goes into, you know, people getting arrested and kind of trying to paint them in a not great light. Yeah, they're like talking about how they're holding up nationalist flags. And so I think they're kind of trying, because this is from the New York Post, we have to remember. So I think they're kind of trying to make it seem like they're, you know, terrorists or extremists. But really, they're just normal people that don't want to be forcefully injected with experimental gene therapy.
Or locked up in their homes from now till time, you know, ends, apparently. And you mentioned that one of the groups of protesters were government agents that were going out.
Yep.
You know, they don't want to be mandated either. And related, just quick headline, there's no need to really get into the details on it, but TSA screeners, they've got their own vaccine deadline, and according to staradvertiser.com, as many as 40% of the TSA have not yet been vaccinated for COVID-19 as their deadline approached. I guess it actually just crossed on Monday.
I mean, I hate to say it. I want them to get fired, but not because of a vaccine mandate, just because their job is pointless.
Yeah, it does make
but
it.
I'm sure they could do something more useful and, you know.
Yeah, that's like a lot of, you know, training that they get, right, to do nothing.
Well, but they do say their TSA stands for thousands standing around.
Yeah.
But this would be interesting if this were a way that TSA is to get whittled down in size, is they just have to fire everybody, or at least 40% of the staff. Now, interesting that their deadline is actually November 22nd, so 2 days ago, and Thanksgiving is expected to be, like, they're talking about the ticket sales and such.
Yeah.
They're basically back to where they were pre-2020 levels. So people are going to be traveling a lot come this tomorrow. I'm sure a lot of them are in the airports today. So did they send 40% of the staff home on Monday? In which case, does that mean people are going through the TSA checkpoints, you know, 40% slower? Is it worse now than it's ever been as far as moving through these checkpoints?
I think they're going to wait to actually terminate everybody. At least with my deadline, it was originally November 1st, and then they were like, okay, we're going to give you a 2-week grace period. Going to be nice and give you 2 weeks to get the first dose. So I'm assuming that as far as the TSA concerns, they're probably going to give them like a 2-month grace period
to get
until after the holidays. That's what I'm suspecting.
Yeah.
Well, my sister will be coming here, so I can ask her how it goes for her. But when I went through Birmingham, the TSA guy was the guy that noticed my fake mask. He had to have noticed because you have to pull down your mask to show them your real face.
Right.
Compared to your ID. And he gave me a look like, come on. Like, you're wearing a fake mask.
So you actually went through TSA with a fake mask?
Yeah, and it was a clearly fake mask that my mom gave me. It's just beads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like I don't know. I don't even think it's trying to be hiding. But
no,
from far away, I think that it looks pretty real. Mm-hmm. But then up close, it's just there's no hiding. It's just beads. And the guy looked at me like, come on. But he let me through.
But he didn't say anything.
Yeah, because I think he just didn't want to deal with it.
So when I went to Mexico, this was like last January, I think I went to Mexico. I had it was a real mask, but it had like a little vent on it. Mm-hmm. And inside, I was wearing this at the hospital at the time. So inside I had like a filter. Mm-hmm. So it actually works better against protecting other people than like a regular, like standard, surgical mask. And they wouldn't let me on the airplane with it.
Wow.
This was
goodness.
In, I think, no, it wasn't in Logan in Boston. It was in New Jersey, I think we were flying out of. But yeah, they would not let me on the airplane because it had an open vent. So different, and that was like the same thing with you right before you board the plane and you have to show your ID and like pull your mask down.
Right.
So like, I got through TSA, nobody else
cared.
Right,
so it was actually the airplane staff that wouldn't let you on, not the government goon.
Yes. I've never had to do it a second time. It's always just through TSA.
Or maybe I didn't have to pull down my mask, but like when I was walking in, they stopped me and they were like, whoa, 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 you need a regular mask. Like, you can't wear that one.
Did they give you a different one to wear?
I think one of the people, I think they probably would have, but... Yeah.
In related news, nearly 1/3 of healthcare workers, according to Forbes, in U.S. hospitals are still not vaccinated against COVID-19, according to a CDC study. So some of these, you mentioned off the air, Nikki, that some of these healthcare workers may not be working for, or they might be working for companies where there isn't a mandate. Apparently, not every healthcare company has cracked down. That's good to know. In fact, I think what we're probably going to see is new companies being started. It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to be hiring specifically people who don't want to be vaccinated, right? Because they want to take care of those people that appreciate, you know, the dozens of percentages of people in the United States who don't want to, you know, be a test subject.
I'm sure there's a market for people who want to be taken care of by people who aren't vaccinated, considering unvaccinated sperm.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.